You're listening to All Things Considered on 89.1 WEMU. I'm Lisa Berry, and today we begin a new feature called Art and Soul. It's a look at the visual arts experience happening in our community. We're going to focus on the rich and vibrant art scene available locally because of our area's firm embrace on the arts and culture. I'm joined by the curator of the public programs at the Ann Arbor Art Center, Omari Rush. Welcome, Omari.
Thanks, Lisa.
Why don't you begin by telling us a little bit about the Ann Arbor Art Center?
The Ann Arbor Art Center is a 105-year-old visual arts organization located in downtown Ann Arbor. I stumbled over 105 because we're actually about to celebrate our 106-year birthday in October.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yes, very exciting for us. We are one of the oldest arts organizations in the state of Michigan, and we're here for both artists and the general community. It's a place where artists can teach, make art, sell art, exhibit art, and it's a place where folks in the general community can learn about art, take classes, buy art, and explore art in a variety of different ways.
So you're coming up on 106 years old. There must be quite a bit of history at the Art Center in Ann Arbor.
Yes, there's really wonderful history that I only just actually got to know and learn about. We started actually on the campus of the University of Michigan. We predate their arts curriculum, which was an interesting thing for me to learn, and shared space with them. We were focused at that time both on the general community and on the university community. And then it got to a point where the university started to have its own arts curriculum and its own museum and galleries. And we said, this is a really great opportunity for us to turn our attention more towards the general community of the Ann Arbor area. And so we did just that. We ended up moving downtown into the historic Walker Carriage House, which is where we're located right now, 117 West Liberty Street. And have been operating out of that building as the Ann Arbor Art Center since about 1975.
So take us on an audio tour. If we walk in the front door of the Ann Arbor Art Center, what's it like? What are we seeing? What are we feeling and experiencing?
So you walk into the building and you're, you know, immediately and wonderfully smacked in the face with tons of art, you know? You walk into our 117 gallery shop and we have work in there from over 175 area Michigan artists, things that include jewelry, painting, ceramics, tiles. Matawi Tile Works has a really wonderful feature in our 117 gallery shop. That's on the left side. And on the right side, you immediately are presented with the opportunities to make art. We have our ceramic studio. It's super dusty because people are always working in there, spinning on wheels, hand building, having lots of fun. On our second floor, we have our 117 gallery. We have about 8 to 12 shows a year that feature all different kinds of art mediums. And, you know, we've been working to feature both local artists and artists from around the country in that space. So there's always something a little bit different in there, something for everyone.
But it is artists from all over the country, all over the world.
We love our local artists. They're really great. They excite us with what they come up with. They inspire us with what they come up with. But we also really celebrate what we have to learn from people who are outside of our area. The new ideas, the new perspectives, the new ways of making art that they bring to us. And so we try to have a balance of featuring both local artists and non-local artists.
So anyone can just walk in at any time?
Yes, absolutely. We try to keep our door actually open. Leaves blow in from the sidewalk, so that's a little tricky.
So obviously, Omari Rush from the Ann Arbor Art Center knows what's happening in our community, and that's part of what Art and Soul is all about here on 89.1 WEMU. We want to share that with you so you know what you can look forward to. So what are some of the interesting art, visual art experiences coming up for our listeners?
Well, Lisa, to start off with that 117 gallery at the Ann Arbor Art Center, we actually have a show opening up on September 11th, so right around the corner, Wishlist, and it's by the Gallery Project. The Gallery Project used to have a space in downtown Ann Arbor on 4th Avenue, but after they moved from that space, they just kind of have shows that pop up all around town. They have a special relationship with us, and once a year there is a dual site exhibition. Part of it's at the Ann Arbor Art Center, and part of it somewhere else. Last year it was in Detroit's Eastern Market. This year it is a show that's in Toledo first. We'll be getting it again on September 11. And, you know, the title says it all, Wish List. It's about people's wishes and hopes and dreams for their lives and for their community, just whatever a wish means to them.
In what medium? Paintings, pottery, everything?
Everything. There's photography. There's lots of 3D work. There's painting. There are things that will make you giggle. I'll let you explore that on your own. But yeah, there's Gloria and Rocco, the curators of the gallery project, do a really great job at keeping lots of variety in their shows and keeping it always interesting.
And that's open to the public, and you don't have to buy a ticket.
Absolutely open to the public.
Now, Art Prize is coming up in Grand Rapids. I know a lot of people are excited about that, and you are doing something special.
Art Prize is a public art event where art essentially takes over Grand Rapids, all 3 square miles of its downtown. Art is in museums. Art is in libraries. It's in conference centers. It's in restaurants. Art is everywhere in the most wonderful way. You see people of all ages looking at art, voting on art because there's a public vote component. And you see artists there talking to folks about what they're doing and what they're up to. The prizes are gigantic.
Like monetary prizes?
Yes, monetary prizes up to $500,000
wow.
this year. And so, and anyone can enter. So it's democracy in art, and it's really wonderful. They attract hundreds of thousands of folks from all over the country. At the Ann Arbor Art Center, we'll actually be taking a bus of folks over to Art Prize at the beginning of October and doing some tours, meeting some artists, and showing people around. In order to find out about our art bus to Art Prize, just go on our website, annarborartcenter.org. We'll have full details there posted on the homepage about our day-long trip on October 1.
You're listening to Art and Soul on 89.1 WEMU. I'm Lisa Berry. We're talking to Omari Rush. And what's coming up at the University of Michigan? I know it's fall. There's got to be something exciting happening.
Yes, the university knows how to welcome students to campus. And wonderfully, they do it with the arts. The University of Michigan Museum of Art, also known as UMA, has its series called UMA After Hours that is on September 18. For this, they just keep their doors open 7 to 10 p.m. And, you know, they have live music, different kinds of activities, curators are around, food, beverages, and it just ends up being a really vibrant evening of visual arts. This year's UMA After Hours features Tyree Guyton of
Ooh.
The Heidelberg Project.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so he has an exhibition there that that is positioned in one of their front galleries, and they'll be highlighting that during this this event also. So it should be really great, really cool, always great energy. It's open to the public.
All right, I know you have something really exciting coming up next month. Let's touch on that just a little bit because I know I'm excited about it. It's the Ann Arbor Art Center pop-up shop? How do I say that?
Yes, the Ann Arbor Art Center has a festival coming up called Pop-X. So, you know, Lisa, we have been, like I said, about to celebrate 106 years as an arts organization and are always thinking about how we stay relevant and how we innovate and push forward the arts. And PopX is our latest project to do just that. PopX is going to be a 10-day outdoor exhibition of contemporary art. That exhibition of art will happen in pop-up art pavilions that are each 100 square feet. We worked with this great architect, Craig Norgaard, to come up with the design of these structures. And we have a set of 8 artists that are installing work in each of the pavilions. They will tend to be interactive, hands-on. You know, we have one artist who loves, Kate Robertson, who loves the concept of voyeurism, so she wants you to look into her sculptures.
Mm.
We have another artist, Joe Levickis, who is exploring the dinner party and what a dinner party means and what exchange means at a dinner party, and is inviting artists from around the country to send him work that he will feature at this dinner party. We also have the Ann Arbor Women Artists, one of our community's most robust collectives of artists. They are recreating a picnic on the inside of their pavilion. The picnic is made up of art, so they're hosting workshops that are about people learning how to make paper mache insects, metal embossed vines. They are making luminaries that will hang in inside of the structure.
So it's interactive. You can go in and actually make them with them, or they're just going to be demonstrating?
Some of the artists will be making art on site and will be inviting community members to join in with them in making things. Some will ask you to touch their work. Some will just talk to you about what they have going on. It's appropriate and open to all ages. Everyone in the community, we hope, will come out. Pop X. We have to, moderate how much we use the word pop in this whole thing. It's so catchy.
Well, pop-up shops are big all over. So are you aligning it to that, or am I on the wrong track?
This got started partly through some work that we were doing with the Ann Arbor Area Community Foundation, and they're very much into stimulating the economy through the arts. And we're noticing in various communities that having pop-up art exhibitions in vacant storefronts was an amazing way of stimulating a local economy.
Sure.
And so we thought about that, and we thought about, well, we can have something pop up in downtown Ann Arbor. So we're popping up Pop-X in Liberty Plaza Park in downtown Ann Arbor. It'll be there 10 days, October 15 through 24, essentially open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. every day.
Are they covered? Weather in Michigan. I'm worried about you, Omari.
They are covered and waterproof.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, that sounds exciting, and I think we'll be talking about that even more in next month's edition of Art and Soul. I am so grateful for you spending this time with us. A lot of exciting things happening, and that's why we're bringing this feature to you. Omari Rosh from the Ann Arbor Art Center, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Lisa.